Why should I worry? Tell me, why should I care? Hi, honey. Oliver and Company Dodgers song. Hi. Oh yeah, making some breakfast. Greg, I literally can't say that word. You know that. Why do you make fun of me for it? Jesus. Sorry, on edge. You could hear me singing. What's Oliver? Oh, yeah. I was trying to make some pancakes, but it's going a little. Yes, the waffle iron would have been easier. In fact, it's part of the reason I like waffles. You just pour it in, done. The whole flipping of the pancake batter, and it got all over me. Pardon? Well, yeah, I'm going to have to get cleaned off at some point. I was kind of hoping you could help with that process later. We don't have to play Disney songs while that happens. No, not at all. Here. Yeah, no, well, no. You're going to need your energy, so we're going to have to make a delicious breakfast, aren't we? Well, no, always making fun of the way I say that word. Okay, so no, we just need to get that bowl over there because we need something to pour everything into. What do you mean I make that sound so? Just get the bowl. There you go. Uh-huh. And then we're gonna need some flour. Do you have a sift? Well, I don't know where everything is in your kitchen. Uh-huh. Yeah, the sift. It's that you put it over the bowl and it's like metallic and it makes it to where there's no chunks and lumps in your, you don't have, no, I saw one before over there, that, yes, there you go. Yeah. You take some of this flour and we're going to put it right through the sift and all you have to do is shake it back and forth so that all the grain falls gently to the bottom. Now, I like to do a nice gentle shaking at first, and once it's not as full, that's when you can get really rough and aggressive with the shaking of the sift. Mm-hmm. See that? Look at everything just running right through it. It's going to help make sure that the batter is nice and creamy. Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to need 2 eggs, whole eggs. I mean, I am the healthy type. I do like the egg whites. Egg whites. Nice thick consistency. So we're going to crack those. And I like to do it one-handed because talented. There you go. Just right there and hold them apart. See, look, my fingers. They have a lot of dexterity to them. There's quite a few things I can do with these beautiful, long, thin piano fingers. Yeah, I said piano twice. Deal with it. Some people use water. I like a nice creamier batter like this right here on my cheek. Just, yeah, tastes good. So go ahead and get some of that milk over there. And we want to pour just enough. Yeah, I really do like milk, you know. I love the way I like the way it feels in my mouth whenever I'm drinking it. I can never get enough milk. Mm-hmm. Especially when it's nice and fresh. Perfect. All right, now a pinch of salt. And I like to put in just a little bit of sugar. Again, a little bit more than the salt, but makes things nice, and we're going to give that a nice stir. Mix that up for it. There you go. Mm-hmm. No. Pardon? No, I'm just over here getting the syrup from the refrigerator. We need something nice and sticky to put on those pancakes that we're going to be making today. Well, yeah, it kind of keeps everything together. No. Oh, my goodness. Who doesn't like pancakes with nice syrup and butter. I especially love when the butter begins to melt and it just glides all over my mouth. Really, really soaks into the pancake, but we're not there yet. We'll get there. Don't worry. What's that? Oh, you added all the other stuff in there? Look at you looking ahead at the recipe. Absolutely perfect, darling. Go ahead. Put it together. Stir it up real nice. In fact, here, let me show you. It's all in the wrist and exactly how you swirl your hand back and forth. There you go. Sliding it all around that bowl, making it nice and creamy in its consistency. And you want to make sure you get all of the lumps out of there. What I like to do is take my finger along the side and just Pardon? Well, no, I don't want to leave any batter left on my finger. That stuff gets crusty. Though, it kind of just on par with being able to make really good pancakes, right? Who doesn't mind a little bit of crust when it means it led you to perfection? All right, so, pardon? No, we have to go over to the skillet. Don't worry, I left it on. I put a little bit of, you know, nonstick oil down. And then we're going to pour some of this right into the pan. Now, here comes, this is where you come in. I'm going to need you to flip it for me. Well, no, because I get batter everywhere whenever I go to flip it. What can I say? I'm a messy, messy, messy eater. What? What does this have to do with eating? You know, just go along with it. Just go with the whole I'm messy. There you go. Put it in the center of the pan. You want to make sure you get it right in the best spot. There you go. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Once it gets nice and golden brown, flip it. There. Look at you. Yours didn't go absolutely everywhere. Like mine went down here by my, what? Yes. Clavicle. Good job. That's exactly what I was going to say. I wasn't going to say tit at all. Yeah, I'm going to definitely need help getting all this off of me. Go ahead. Flip it again. Look at it. It's absolutely perfect. Here, put some more down. I'm going to go get that butter and make sure to put it on there since this is nice and piping hot. I sure do love to add nice, smooth, lube butter to stuff that's piping hot. Only thing that could make this better is if there was some meat involved. Oh, well, I'm so glad that you would offer. Yeah, some syrup. You want some? Okay, so hear me out. I know this sounds weird, but I like to put peanut butter on my... Maybe it's just a southern thing. I don't know. Grew up in Texas, so I like to put peanut butter on my pancakes. I know, it adds an extra bit of to it. So I'm just going to put a thin layer of peanut butter on top. What can I say? I'm a girl that can't get enough nuts in her life. It's really extra protein. And that extra protein does the body good. Got to keep those muscles up, you know, those gains. You want to add some protein to this? Afterwards, wonderful. Then we put down some butter and not butter. See, like you got me all flustered. I put down some syrup and cut into it. I like cutting nice and slow into it so I can see all the flaky layers. And I can see how that syrup is absolutely dripping in between it. I love something that looks super juicy and yummy. Look at the way it fills my mouth. Oh, that's delicious. Oh, I love the way that slid around my lips and over my tongue and hit the back of my throat just right. Just enough to remind me that there's something back there, but not enough to make my eyes water. But I do like to have my eyes water under most circumstances. How about you try yours? Yeah, is it nice and moist? Absolutely delicious. Sugary goodness. Oh, I forgot my favorite part of pancakes. How could I? Where's that whipped cream at? I think we're out, but that's okay. I think you can provide a fresh sample. No? Well, how about we turn off the Disney movie and we go upstairs and make one of our own? No, not a Disney movie, silly. I mean another type. Let's go. Go Kim Kardashian me. Oh, Rachel, we're going to make a tape. We're not actually going to make a tape. Let's just go. I love you. Let's go. Hey, guys. Welcome back to OnlyPants, which is a very serious cooking show about teaching people how to appreciate different foods. This week was actually supposed to be Five Guys, if you guys are know that restaurant chain. But I changed it last minute because I just wanted to check and make sure that I'm so not going to get sued for that video. There is a looter version of this video that I did already create. I promised to get Patreon up. I just have some mental stuff with taking money for this stuff that we're trying to process through. We'll get there. It's going to happen. But anywho, I was talked about how I wanted to put in my inspiration for different audios. And this one, like, I make a lot of waffles. I've told this story on Discord before, but for like a year, almost actually closer to a year and a half, I ate waffles for breakfast and dinner. I love waffles. If you want to do something nice for me, do not buy me flowers. Do not buy me chocolate. Don't buy me jewelry. Buy me waffles. I will literally have the same, actually a better reaction. When people say, what is your most romantic date? And I'm like, literally waffles. And they're like, but where? And I'm like, where are the waffles is the answer. So I know this isn't waffles, but it's pancakes. So one day I was trying to make pancakes because I'm so used to waffles and I got batter all over myself. And I was like cleaning myself off and I was like, this would be so dirty if someone did it with me. And that was the inspiration for today's OnlyPants. Special shout out to Not Plus Zero. I am sending over a script to him where he is actually going to be a chef who has a serious cooking show, and I am going to be the brat guest chef who is being wildly inappropriate. I think that one's going to be a lot of fun. And for the community, I would like to shout out Leprechaun. Leprechaun is always on Discord, always chit-chatting, a lot of fun. Super sweet person. So I wanted to also include more Discord shout-outs to people who have joined the community. If you haven't, it's in the description below. If you're a VA, absolutely feel free to join. You can promote your stuff. Writers can join. And if you guys just like ASMR content, like, come on down. We're super chill. It is 18 plus. We'll say that. But anyways, guys, I love you guys more than bacon. I can't believe that we just hit 5,000 and now we're looking at 5,200. This has been a ride and a half. And as someone who's from Texas and a total cowgirl, trust me, I like a good ride. So I guess we're going to hit 6,000 soonish, maybe this month. We'll see. Hopefully end of the month. And we're going to be planning to do other stuff. Oh, last thing. D&D, we're going to do a D&D one shot. If you have not joined our Discord, it's the only way to get involved. If you guys want, we're going to do a random draw. We might end up doing multiple nights, though. We might switch out the DM if we have to, so that more people can get involved because so many people showed interest in it. We'll just do a couple of one shots and we're going to have some fun. Anyways, guys, I love you guys more than bacon bits. And actually, I love you guys more than waffles. And if you guys want to know the story of why I love waffles so much, please leave a comment below. And you guys can know why that actually is a huge thing for me to say. And it's 100% true. I refuse to live in a world where I don't acknowledge that. If it wasn't for you guys, there would be no me. Oh my God, Z, you're babbling. Just shut the hell up. Like, rawr. Anyways, guys, I love you more than waffles. I will talk to you later. Bye.